The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. A demoniac who could not speak was brought to Jesus, and when the demon was driven out, the mute man spoke. The crowds were amazed and said, "Nothing like this has ever been seen in Israel." But the Pharisees said, "He drives out demons by the prince of demons." Jesus went around to all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom, and curing every disease and illness. At the sight of the crowds, his heart was moved with pity for them, because they were troubled and abandoned, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest." The Gospel of the Lord. The gospel that we have today gives us a decent look at Jesus' experience with Israel, the way that he encountered it. And there's some sense here that there are various, I could say, agendas, but also movements, various understandings of what it means to be Israel. What's the point? What's the purpose? Who's in charge? All this kind of thing. And the sense is that it's a bit of a mess, right? It's competing agendas, not a shared understanding as to mission, as to purpose and the like. And in this confusion, as Jesus is embodying and bringing to life for many people the healing power of God, he is accused of being in cahoots with the enemy, with the devil, and I think he gives us perhaps the right response if we're to take these lines in sequence, you know, as they're written. Just moves on, keeps doing what he's doing, and knows that as a result of his bringing to life the agenda of God, people have an opportunity to join him or go their own way. And we see that then he keeps going, right, teaching in their synagogue, proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom, curing every disease and illness. He's on the move, and we see then what animates him in this very mission that he is bringing to life, this new Israel movement that he is kicking off. We see that he sees the crowds. What does it say? He was moved with pity for them. That has a heart of compassion for the people that he encounters because, yes, they were troubled and abandoned like sheep without a shepherd. It's an image used in the scriptures for the people of Israel without a king or a prophet to give them direction, to give them some sense of what their life, both their individual lives and their national life is to be. Israel without a king, without a prophet, and here is Jesus, right? He's not a king or a prophet. He is the king. He is God's anointed king, who is to bring his God's kingdom, bringing movement to life, and what is at the heart of that is the compassion of God, and the power of God that works for healing, in the life of his world. That's Jesus is what he's doing. It's who he is, and that's what he's doing. He's bringing to life God's restoring movement. Yeah, this moment is the moment where God has chosen to dwell among his people to bring about restoration of Israel, and so restoration of the world as a result of Israel's being restored. But how does this movement really take effect? How does it take effect? Not just in Jesus and the people who are blessed to encounter him, it's also through his faithful followers. This is why Jesus has his disciples pray this particular prayer. The disciples don't get a lot of instruction on prayer, at least recorded in the Gospels, or like what they are to pray. They don't get a lot of that. We get the Lord's Prayer, and then we get this little clip. The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest. And of course, as the disciples are making this prayer that is to give, you know, shape and structure, character to this new Israel movement, and to see it expand beyond the little borders of Jesus and his disciples. What do they say? When they're praying this prayer, they are themselves being transformed into the answer to the prayer. Yeah, so we have to make this prayer our own as well. Yeah, today, I don't know, perhaps more, I mean, it's perhaps getting, the need is becoming more and more acute as we go, because we're losing contact with our foundation, with our roots. People are desperate to hear the good news of the kingdom of God today. They're absolutely desperate to hear it. The harvest is abundant. Where are the laborers? Where are the laborers who are going to do what Jesus was doing? Where are the laborers who are going to bring God's mercy to life? God's liberating mercy, his liberating love. Where are the workers to bring, where are the laborers to gather the harvest, right? Where are the laborers to bring the good news of Christ's kingship to the corners of creation, right? Where are the, where are they? They're sitting in front of me. Do you know, where are they? They're sitting in front of me. So what do we have to, make this prayer as well. The harvest is abundant, right? If we think that Israel was, if Israel was worthy of pity on Jesus' part because they're sheep without a shepherd, how about the people that we encounter today? Do they know Christ Jesus? Do they have a king? They have probably many kings, but they have a prophet. There are many prophets, but do they know the priest, prophet, and king who is Jesus? Do they have the life that God wills for them? And if they don't, we can't say it's any fault of God's that it is, right? No, this is part of God's plan. We are to be his laborers, the laborers for his harvest. And so we are to bring that message. We are to embody God's merciful love. We're to have it take effect. We're to live under God's rule, and we're to advance God's rule. Everywhere we go, we're supposed to bring his life. And if as we go, we're hit with charges such as we're leveled at Jesus, then so be it. Now we're in league with the devil. Okay, well, we'll just keep bringing God's forgiving love to life. We'll just keep on bringing God's mercy to life for the people that we encounter, and the rest will take care of itself.